Hey, leaders, and welcome to the Lead 3 podcast. And I'm your host, Carlos Cody. If you're tuning in today, it's because you're a leader or a high performer and you're seeking an environment where you can grow your leadership and you can grow personally to become the very best version of yourself. We are looking with this podcast to help you boost your influence, to increase your impact, and to even grow your income. So if you fit the description of any of those things that I just described, welcome to the Lead 3 podcast. All right, y'all. So this episode is centered around something that I have called the Create Method. But before we jump into this episode, I want to read to you all this line that really does a great job of summing up what leadership is. And it says this: leadership isn't just about managing people. It's about creating environments where people can thrive and environment where results truly matter. Man, that is a powerful statement about leadership. It helps us understand that in any environment, what we are called to do in the environment as a leader. And I truly believe that this Create Method is going to help you the very best leader that you can be. So the Create Method is an acronym, and it stands for this. It stands for C, for communication. The R is for relationships. The E is for engaging, or what I like to call equipping people. The A is for attitude. The T is for time management. And the E is for execution. So if you've ever wondered what are the skills that makes someone a great leader, I would highly suggest that you look into Create Method. So let's jump in and let's go through the first one, which is letter C, which is communication. So as we know, leaders move things with words, and that means that all leaders need to develop the skill of communication. Communication is what helps you develop your influence and what helps you build trust. Communication is also a skill that helps you align teams. Right. So effective communication is the cornerstone of leadership. Now, here are some things that you can do to help you improve your communication. And the first one is listen actively and attentively. And I know that's crazy, right? Because we're talking about communication. Oftentimes, communication can be seen as a leader always talking, always directing, always leading. But I want to highlight the importance of actually listening and paying attention to what is being said and not said. The next thing is being very clear in your communication and keeping the communication simple. Usually, if you're in a leadership position, you're communicating up, down, and across the chain. So you want to make sure that your message is simple, because simple also means impactful. Third thing is you want to think about your nonverbal cues. So that means the way you stand, the way you look, do you have a smile on your face? Because your nonverbal cues communicate for you before you actually start speaking. So make sure that whatever room that you're in, that you are sending out positive energy by the way that you look and your body language. The fourth thing is, when we communicate as leaders, we're normally doing some type of constructive feedback, some type of coaching, and some type of teaching. So we want to understand how to give constructive feedback that builds people up instead of tearing people down. And then lastly, when we communicate, we also want to leave space for others. We want to create and encourage open dialogue, because we want a team that brings us issues. We want a team that feels free to communicate with us. Now, let's get into the R, which stands for relationships. So strong relationships are the foundation of a cohesive team. right? Strong relationships mean there's trust, there's mutual respect, which enables you to collaborate and it enables you to motivate others towards a certain goal or a result. So how do we build strong relationships with our team? Number one is we show appreciation for others' contributions. Everyone wants to feel valued. Everyone wants to be appreciated. As leaders, we need to always be looking to catch someone doing something right. The second thing is we need to be available and approachable. There's nothing worse than when trouble strikes, the leader's nowhere to be found. Or when the team needs help or assistance, the leader is nowhere to be found. Or the team just simply needs to talk with the leader. We have to make sure that we are available and approachable. Third thing is we need to continue to build trust in our relationships by being reliable and being transparent. And that kind of goes back to communication. Our communication and our actions need to align on a daily basis. And that is what will communicate to our team that we are reliable. And when we communicate information, that also allows us to show our team that we are transparent. Withholding information is the quickest way that you can destroy relationships. Number four is we need to encourage teamwork and collaboration. That means we always need to be pointing the team towards working on solutions. We need to be pointing the team towards problem solving, and we need to keep the team away from blaming and finger pointing at each other, because that does not develop strong relationships within the team. And then lastly, we need to resolve conflicts quickly and fairly. This requires you to be assertive as a leader, to talk to the situation and not to talk down to the person. So when issues arise, be a leader that quickly resolves conflicts and be a leader that resolves those conflicts fairly. All right, number three, which is the E, is engage, or what I like to call equipping people. Right. As a leader, you are constantly developing others. And the way you do that is to engage your team and you equip your team to perform better and to help them feel more valued. So the importance here is really emphasizing your role in their development and growth and helping the team engage in growth and development. So you do that by providing training and development opportunities. Most people, when they join a job, one of the questions most will ask is, what are the career growth opportunities with the company? How can I grow? How can I develop? What does the training look like? Everyone wants to be trained and developed. It's your job as a leader to find ways to help others level up, to help others gain skills, and to help others develop and to grow more into the potential that they can be. Second thing is we need to set clear expectations. We need to set clear expectations and find ways to get out of the way. And expectations is the way to do that. You want to clearly define those expectations so that your leaders can move, so that your leaders can move in autonomy, and they can figure out the how to get done those expectations. And that kind of leads us into the third thing of, to engage and equip others, we have to give others the autonomy in decision making. We cannot make decisions for others and expect them to grow. Because if you are making all the decisions, they're not growing. They're not acting out their skill set. They're just doing what they're told. And I'm pretty sure we didn't hire people to be robots. So let's make sure that we offer autonomy and that we give them decision making power. And then from there, we can coach, we can develop them based off the decisions that they made. Fourth thing is we need to support our team with guidance when needed. Simply put, remove obstacles. We need to help our team, not by giving them the answers, but by coaching them and helping them find the answers. But when there are clear obstacles in the way, the best support that a leader can do is to use the title, to use the authority that you have been given to remove obstacles so your team can continue to work towards the expectations that you have given. And then lastly, we need to recognize and reward the efforts of our team members. Nothing is going to energize a team more than to be recognized and rewarded for not just the efforts, but also the results that they produce. And I would highly encourage you, if you want to engage team, catch somebody doing something right, reward progress towards the expectations and the goals that you have set. Because the more you do that, the more people are going to be willing to act in that direction. Let's move on to number four, which is the attitude. And this is just simply put, your attitude as a leader sets the tone for the entire team. Let me say that again. Your attitude as a leader sets the tone for the entire team. So we want to make sure that we understand that we set the thermostat. We are the thermostat. We get to adjust how our team's energy is each and every day. That's why having a positive attitude and being resilient will only increase your team's morale. Because often when issues come or trouble strikes, the team looks towards the leader, and your mood and your energy is going to determine their mood and their energy. So I want to encourage you to stay optimistic and focus on opportunities. Always look for the wins. Always look for the growth. Always look for things that is moving you in the right direction. Number two is you want to demonstrate resilience, and you want to be able to bounce back from setbacks. So leaders see setbacks as growth. Leaders see setbacks as opportunities. Instead of blaming, instead of whining, what leaders do is look for the learning opportunities and the growth of what we can do better if we see the situation again. Third is you lead by example with the attitude you wish to see in others. So once again, you set the tone for the entire team. So lead by example. Fourth is you always want to encourage a positive work environment. Now, when I say positive, I don't mean unrealistic. I don't mean we don't see issues. I mean just the way we speak about those issues, the way we handle problems is in a positive way. We're always moving forward. We're always trying to grow. We're always pointing people towards the goal. We're always pointing people towards their potential. So we want to make sure that we continue to do that so that we build a positive work environment. And then lastly, we want to practice gratitude regularly. We want to always keep in mind the things that are going well, the things that we're learning, the things that we have grown from, the lessons that we have learned that continue our leadership journey. We always want to have a mindset of gratitude, even if you're in a job that may be difficult. Keep an attitude of gratitude, right? So let's move on to number five, which is time management. And effective time management is crucial for you reducing your stress and helping you boost your productivity. I don't know a successful leader that has not got good or great at managing their time. When you're in a leadership position, there are going to be hundreds of tasks that come across your day or come across your desk. There are going to be hundreds of emails, people constantly wanting something from you. But the important thing is with time management is how you prioritize your tasks that lead to better outcomes. And understand this, when you prioritize, you're saying no to other things. So as you become more effective at time management, you need to understand that you can't be all things for all people. And what I mean by that is you have to set clear priorities. What may be urgent and important for someone else may be something that's number five on your to-do list. And you have to be okay. And that goes back to the communication, having the right attitude. You have to be okay explaining to people the why you can't do something or the why you're going to do it at this set time. And then the second thing is you need to create and stick to a schedule. If everything is important or if everything is priority, Nothing is important and nothing is a priority. So you need to make sure you create and stick to a schedule based off of your priorities. And one thing I always encourage managers to do is to put their own mask on first. That means there are key things in your job that only you are responsible for. Things that your boss needs, things that the business needs. Make sure that you put your own mask on first before you assist others with things that may be coming across your desk because they didn't prioritize and they did not stick to a schedule. Third is make sure you focus on one task at a time. And I know this is super hard. We think that multitasking is effective and it's not. Stick to one thing at a time. This is why you create priorities. It's not how much you get done in a day. It is, did you get the right things done? And then the things that you needed to get done, did you do those things in excellence? So make sure that you focus on one task at a time. And number four, this is probably something that we could have a whole nother lesson on, is leaders delegate tasks effectively. As a leader, you need to become very good at delegating tasks. And I'm just going to leave that there because delegating is such a powerful tool, because leaders have to leverage, and delegation is the way that leaders leverage others so that they can continue to produce results through others. And one of those things goes back to something that we talked about during communication, is that leaders move things with words, and delegation is the skill that leaders need to develop so that they can move things with words. Now, we're going to move on to number six, which is the last one, and this is the one probably what most are striving for in leadership, and that is execution. Because at the end of the day, execution turns plans into results. But to have execution, you have to have discipline and you have to have focus. And all of that needs to be followed through based off of your commitments. So you see, you need all four before you can really execute, right? And you definitely need time management, understanding your priorities before you can execute. So what do we do as far as executing? We set clear and achievable goals. You need to know the goals that you need to execute on. The second thing is you monitor progress regularly and you adjust your plans as needed. Execution means that you're constantly being flexible, you're constantly monitoring, and you constantly are making adjustments to ensure that your plans turn into the results that you desire. With execution, you must continue to hold not only your team accountable, but yourself accountable. You have to make sure that the environment is conducive for your team to perform. You have to make sure that obstacles are being removed. You need to make sure that your team has the right tools and resources to hit the objectives, to turn those plans into results. Then you have to stay focused and avoid distractions, because once again, things are going to come up that are urgent but are not important. And you cannot be reactionary and think that you're going to be successful as a leader. You have to keep your eyes on the prize. You have to continue to think about the objectives that you set in place. And you have to ask yourself, is this task taking me towards the end result or away from? If it's taking you away from, you need to find ways to delegate those tasks. You need to find ways to make sure that you stay focused and you avoid distractions. And then lastly, what comes with execution is making sure that you do not forget to celebrate the success of your team. Every time you reach a goal, every time a result is achieved, make it memorable by celebrating with the team, and not just empty celebration, just thanking the team for a good job, but really go into details. Go into details on the values your team displayed. Go into details on the things that you really, truly enjoyed. Go into details of the things you want to see repeated from your team. And that is the create framework. And I truly believe that if you work on developing yourself in those six areas, right? If you really just think about how you can get better at communicating, how you can get better at building relationships, how you can get better at engaging and equipping people, how can you strengthen your attitude to be a leader that performs daily? How do you get better with time management? And how do you execute? Those are the skills that leaders develop who continue to be high performers, who continue to see their influence increase, their impact increase. And lastly, but not least, they see their income continue to increase. And I just want to leave you with this final thought. Leadership is about creating results, creating growth, and creating a positive impact. And if you focus on those key areas, I promise you, you can and will lead your team to success. Lastly, I have a link at the bottom or wherever on this podcast that will be attached in the notes, so where you can download and you can get the CREATE method, and then you can begin to find ways to practice the CREATE method in your daily leadership. Y'all, I truly appreciate y'all. Thank you for tuning in for another episode here at the Lead 3 Podcast. And I'm your host, Carlos Cody. Until next time.